not a dream that the world had turned around. All our hopes had come to be, and the people gathered around. They all brought what they could bring, and nobody went with that. Other than a song to sing, the revolution starts now.
Good afternoon, Richmond. Welcome to Indie Media Live, one of the most progressive half hours on the radio, because we have no corporate sponsorship, no corporate control. Hope you'll stay tuned to hear what a difference that makes. My name is Rebecca Ferris, and I'm here every Tuesday introducing you to people in our community who are passionately involved in the issues and causes that directly affect you and your family. Today we have a show for you that I've been waiting for a long time. I'm really excited. The Queen of Health is in the house today. Tammy Halcher is here, and we're going to be talking about back to school and all the great healthy veggie style treats and lunches and things that you can pack for yourselves and for your kids. Before we jump into that, though, I want to remind everybody that we're still in the grips of this incredible heat wave, and our dogs and our cats depend utterly upon us. So if you're hot and not enjoying the heat, they're going to be hot and not enjoying the heat. So get them in. If there's some way to bring them in the house, that's optimal. If you can't, then give them the garage or the basement. If you can't do that, then constant cool water and shade. But everything that we can do to take care of them in the heat, it's so easy for them to go into heat stroke. So I just wanted to send out a quick word on behalf of our companion animals. I want to remind everybody that you can stream this or any of the other great programming on WRIR live 24/7 at WRIR.org. And before I jump into my conversation with Tammy Halcher, I want to tell everyone that the Virginians for Alternatives to the Death Penalty have sent out an action alert. The execution of Jerry Terrell Jackson has been set for August the 18th for the 2001 murder of Ruth Phillips. An interesting development happened recently. United States District Judge Brinkema vacated Mr. Jackson's death sentence because his counsel failed to present to the sentencing jurors the truth about the pervasive, terrorizing, and extreme emotional, physical, and sexual violence inflicted on Mr. Jackson since his early childhood. However, the Court of Appeals reversed that vacation on the grounds that Judge Brinkema didn't have the authority to make the ruling because of a legal technicality. So now the situation is that the governor is the only person in authority who can consider Mr. Jackson's horrifying childhood treatment and change his sentence from death to life in prison without the possibility of parole. If you'd like to let the governor know your thoughts on this issue, you can give him a call, 804-786-2211, or you can give him send him a letter at 1111 East Broad Street here in Richmond. If you're not sure how you feel about this issue and you'd like to talk to someone about it, or you'd like more information, you can go to the website of Virginians for Alternatives to the Death Penalty, vadp.org. So now I'd like to introduce all of you to Tammy Halcher. I'm so excited that the Queen of Health is in the house with us today. If you are a regular listener to Indie Media Live, you have heard me over the last year or so announcing Tammy's many events around the area. She is a nutritionist and a health educator. She's a nationally recognized guest on television and radio. She is a nutritional consultant for physicians and other healthcare professionals. She's a speaker and member of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. She has been on CBS, NBC, ABC. She has been a featured speaker for corporations and schools and churches and medical facilities and athletic clubs and conferences and support groups. She is one of Dr. Oz's life changers, and she also works with a large autistic patient base through the UCLA autistic program. And on top of all this, if this weren't enough, Tammy is returning to school. She's going back to VCU this fall to pursue her registered nursing degree. Tammy, how in the world did you find time to be here today?
Well, hello, Rebecca, because you asked me for some, I know that you've said, you know, come out and join us. I do want to make one little correction, though.
Yes.
I do return to college. I am going to be going to John Tyler.
I thought it was VCU.
No, it's just, it says college this fall, so you wouldn't know that. It's just, I just have to go complete a two-year nursing program, so I will be going back to John Tyler.
Wonderful.
Community college for that. Love our community colleges, so that's... And I'm excited to be here, really excited to be here.
Yeah,
so
congratulations on your next pursuit. And I'm very interested to have all of our listeners get to know you. Could you start out by just telling us about your journey, what's brought you to this place as a health educator and nutritionist?
Yes, I'd love to, Rebecca. I come from corporate America. I actually have a background from California in entertainment. I have for years. And then through that, I ran a charity in Southern California. And I just felt like I wasn't doing enough. I wasn't leaving a legacy for my children, and I really wanted to make a difference. And so there were a lot of things that sort of tipped me in this direction. My beloved father died of a massive heart attack when I was just 4 months pregnant with my first child. And my pregnancy, the lack of nutrition advice that I got, that I received, was deplorable. And my own son ended up with ADHD. And I realized, looking at medical literature, that food dyes and colors and MSG and all this stuff was affecting his nutrition, his learning, and his behavior. And then the school lunches, and I just decided that it was time to sort of start on that journey of, you know, making a healthy difference in the lives of thousands of people. So I kind of just started that way. And then within 6 months, I think NBC called and said, the Today in LA show, can you come out and do a show on children's obesity? And I went, wow, sure. You bet. So that's kind of started my journey.
Now, when was that?
That was in 2000. So I've been doing this about 11 years.
So you've been at this for a while.
For a while.
Well, we're really excited today. Our theme is back to school health, veggie style. So I'm wondering if you can talk to our listeners a little bit about the importance. You touched on some of the issues with your son's situation, but could we go into a little bit more depth on the importance of a vegetarian or vegan diet? You know, Tammy, before we do, I'd like to just say that I don't know if you agree with me, but I don't think that the labels are as important as just the idea of one meal at a time, one bite at a time, moving more toward a plant-based diet. How do you feel about that?
I agree with you on that, that we need to move towards a more plant-based diet. I tend to, just because of a lot of my colleagues, move away from some of the labels as far as vegetarian and vegan, because a lot of people, that's scary. They go, oh my gosh, it's one of those tree huggers that eats tofu and
sticks.
Sticks and tree limbs.
Bark.
And stuff. Bark off of trees. Yeah. But it is very important to understand the importance and the medical and scientific literature showing us the health benefits of a plant-based diet. So when we're talking plant-based, we're talking more of those things that we're supposed to be eating, and that's fruits and veggies and grapes and berries and nuts and legumes. And because they contain thousands of beneficial nutrients, just to give you an idea, Rebecca, in one apple alone, there's over 10,000 phytonutrients. Those are plant nutrients. Many of our listeners, they would know some of those phytonutrients by name. They would be, you know, calcium or quercetin or, you know, vitamin C, fiber enzymes and things like that. But there are thousands and thousands. So, you know, when they say eat an apple a day, keep the doctor away, because of those plant nutrients, they're so beneficial. And when we look at those populations that are consuming a more plant-based diet, the medical research is really showing us that people who eat this way, they feel better. Who doesn't want that, right? Raise your hand. Weight loss, there is an idea. When we have about 70% of our U.S. population is overweight, so when you're looking at weight loss, consuming a more plant-based diet, you can probably drop weight very easily by switching. Women and hormones, I think for women, the benefits there are immense. So when we look about people who eat a lot of the animal proteins, this is what's going to kind of mess with your hormones and fluctuate and really put a lot of the estrogen in the body. How about men? How about fertility and virility? That's always a positive when we can get that working. We also show reduced risk of osteoporosis, reduced risk of arthritis and gout. We've got reduced cancer risk, reduced heart disease. And some other benefits, how about lower cholesterol, lower blood pressure, skin and dental health, and here's one that I love for our schools. We have some research showing us that it was actually a pediatric development test, and vegetarian children indicated that they have higher IQs than a meat-eating child. So that would be a benefit. Would you not agree?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here amazed. I would like to remind people that it is 18 minutes before the hour, and you're listening to Indie Media Live on WRIR. I'm Rebecca Ferris, and I'm talking with Tammy Hulsher, a nationally known nutritionist and health educator, the Queen of Health. There's a website, thequeenofhealth.com. If people would like more information, that website is there as well. Tammy, you touched on something that I found really fascinating. You talked about lowering cholesterol. There is no cholesterol in any plant food whatsoever.
That's true. I tell people when you're looking at any kind of trying to show a positive benefit for your health, maybe I always say regenerate instead of degenerate. When we look at cholesterol, I say there's no cholesterol in the plants that we eat, and there's no fiber in animal products. And when we're trying to lose weight and reduce cholesterol and reduce blood pressure, we want to increase our fiber. And when people are eating large amounts of animal protein every meal, they're losing out on fiber and then all of those beneficial phytonutrients, the vitamin C's and the, you know, the lycopenes for prostate health and the, you know, the sulforaphanes and the broccoli and things like that. So we're missing out if we you know, or eating all of those, the animal products that have a lot of cholesterol, as you said, and no fiber.
You have a relationship, a friendship with your colleague, Dr. T. Colin Campbell. Mm-hmm. I'm sure our listeners have heard his name before. He's the author of the best-selling book, The China Study, professor at Cornell University. I love what he has to say about you, Tammy, that it's hard to top your enthusiasm and your sincerity and your energy. And I can feel that in the room today. This is one of the days I wish that it were TV instead of radio. Yeah, you look great in your T-shirt is fabulous. It's just, it's the queen with her crown of veggies.
It's a caricature. Just, it's on my website. It's pretty funny.
Oh, it's fabulous. I just wish our listeners could see it. You're talking about all of the nutritional information. Could you tell us a little bit about Dr. Campbell and what his work has meant in your life?
Oh my gosh. I was lucky enough to have Dr. T. Colin Campbell, and he's a professor emeritus at Cornell and author of, like you said, The China Study, which is bestseller. He has been on Larry King. He's been all over the place. He actually thinks he's going to be on CNN, I think, later this month. But I was lucky enough through a friend and colleague, Dr. Pam Popper, to have both Dr. Popper, who's a friend, and Dr. T. Colin Campbell on my radio show when I was in Southern California. And since then, he's just become a friend. And now, for your listeners, they're in Forks Over Knives. He's featured in Forks Over Knives. And Dr. Pam Popper, they were not only technical advisors, but you know, they're featured in it. So I'm pretty excited about the China Study. It has made a huge impact on me. I've given it as a gift to many friends who have read it and completely changed their diet. And I'm pretty excited about that. It is the most comprehensive study of nutrition ever written. I personally believe that it should be mandatory reading for any healthcare professional before licensure. So
I thought it was so interesting. Yeah, I thought it was so interesting that the way Dr. Campbell got onto this idea about plant-based diets is that he was looking at the children, I think in the Philippines, who were sick and who weren't, and the ones whose parents were rich and could give them meat were doing less well than the children who were eating bananas and yams and stuff like that with no meat or very little meat.
Well, we
and that's
tend
what
to see
made
that.
Him, yeah, and that's mm-hmm. what made Dr. Campbell start on this journey as a scientist to figure out what was going on.
And he was raised meat and dairy. He was total meat and dairy. And just took a look at he started looking at the research and sort of had those OMG moments of, my gosh, we need to tell the public. And much of this research was funded by the U.S. government, and he wanted to get that information out there. And so that very long study and a great best-selling book, it is the number one recommended read right now until, of course, I have my book published, which will be in a while since I'm going back to school to be a nurse.
Well, now, I'm sure our listeners are curious as to whether vegetarian, vegan, plant-based diets are safe for all the ages and all the stages of life, pregnancy, lactation, infancy, you know, teenagers.
Everybody.
Yeah, adults,
yes.
The elderly.
Mm-hmm.
Are these diets safe for all the ages and stages of life?
Yes, Rebecca. You know, I want to try to get away from the word. I usually do, and I know you agree. I know it's just sort of we look at it written, but the word diet, the word is the first three letters, D-I-E. So I try not to use the word diet, and more or less I say it's just a lifestyle. We need to eat more of these things and less of something else. So yes, actually the American Dietetic Association did write a position paper that a well-planned vegetarian diet can meet all, you know, pretty much the recommendations for all the nutrients, even during pregnancy, athletes, the elderly. And it is, like I said, I do have a copy of that position paper. So when you have the registered dietitians even agreeing that you can meet these meet your nutrient needs, you can get adequate protein, you can get adequate calcium. A lot of people, we have that problem where people think that their only source of calcium is dairy, and that is actually very incorrect. If you look at the China study and other research studies, calcium is much better absorbed if we get it from plants, because if you get it from animal protein, it's acidic and the body has to use those nutrients to buffer. So it's safe for everyone. I do usually recommend for the elderly, we do want to recommend a B12 supplementation, and I typically recommend methyl cobalamin instead of the cyanocobalamin. It's a better source of B12. It's better absorbed, and usually omega-3s. But other than that, it's great for everybody. And there are vegan athletes. So, and people don't think about it, but if you think about Carl Lewis, who's an Olympic medalist, and Dave Scott, he's a Ironman world champion. Joe Namath, we know, football player. Major League Baseball pitcher for the Minnesota Twins, Patrick Nichek. Martina Navratilova. I should let you say that one. Let me try that one more time.
Navratilova.
Thank you so much, Rebecca.
She's
I throw
one
that
of my
back
favorites.
To you.
Yeah.
Yes. Brendan Brazier, who I have met, is a professional Ironman triathlete and best-selling author. Tony Gonzalez, who is a superstar tight end for the Atlanta Falcons. He is a vegetarian. Scott Urich is a multiple winner of, he's done the Badwater Ultra Marathon, and I think they start this at a high mountain range in the desert, and they go up to a mountain range. Bill Pearl, he's a best-known vegetarian bodybuilder and four-time Mr. Universe. So people ask me, I work with a lot of athletes, and I do work with a lot of celebrities because I have most of my physician partners are in Malibu, Beverly Hills, through the LA area. I still work with a lot of them, and then through UCLA with my autism group. But I have a lot of athletes, and I have a lot of male clients that ask me, I'm a bodybuilder. I can't build muscle by eating plants. Yes, you can.
Look at all those animals that people eat. That's how they built their muscles. Cows and
the
stuff
cows
like that.
Eat grass. They eat grass. Yeah, you look at hippopotamus, giraffe. You
That's
know,
right.
Like, yeah. So anyway, so there it is. They're very safe, and they're when you look at the reduced risk of so many of our diseases, and we know that many of these diseases can be reversed. Heart disease now can be reversed. Diabetes, type 2 diabetes, can be reversed by switching to more plant-based. And is that not a benefit? I mean, absolutely. So we should probably let people know, kindergarten through college, because when we say back to school, okay, I'm old. I'm going back to college, so now I'm going to have a college student discount card. Can you believe that?
That's so cool.
So we want to talk about some tips. You want to do some tips? And
I do. It's stuff? 9 minutes before the hour, and you're listening to Indie Media Live. I'm your host, Rebecca Ferris, and I'm talking with Tammy Hulsher, nutritionist and health educator, the Queen of Health, thequeenofhealth.com, and we're talking about back to school. I wanted to know if you have some tips for student lunches and snacks as everybody's heading back, yourself included.
I am.
Yeah. So what are you going to be taking in your lunchbox?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. What didn't we decide? It was the tofu sticks and twigs? No. No. Actually, this is basically now, again, obviously kindergarten through college, and anybody, even our workers out there, you know, a sack lunch. So it doesn't have to be back to school lunch. But if you want to switch, sometimes it's a little hard. People say, I don't want to completely switch to going vegetarian or vegan. I always say maybe meatless Mondays, or I say, why not Wednesdays? So we can maybe do one day a week that we try this. But for many of us, what kind of lunches, what are we looking at so that we can get those adequate nutrients and the proteins and the calciums and some of those other marvelous benefits that we get from the plant-based? And, you know, we can do our veggie burgers, and we can do things like pita bread. I love hummus. I love avocado. I will use avocado instead of butter or instead of cheese. Avocado is alkalizing to the body. It does have some fat, but it's good for you in small amounts. We don't want to eat an entire avocado every day. Also, get some omega-3s into the diet. We want to put some slivered almonds, some walnuts over a salad if you prefer. But I like to use hummus, and you can use a gluten-free tortilla or gluten-free bread if you have a gluten intolerance. You can use a whole grain, organic whole grain, and you know, just make some type of a wrap, whether it's all veggies or smear it with hummus or smear it with a mashed avocado. They have the veggie, I want to say sort of the meat, the fake meat. I don't recommend this every day, but it's a good transition food. And so some people, they go, you mean there's actually vegan turkey slices and vegan, you know, bologna?
Pepperoni.
And stuff like that. And I will only say for people who are transitioning. But I don't think it's something every day, because I would question some of the ingredients as well. So, you know, deli wraps, you know, and get a thermos and make some vegetarian chili or veggie soup, lentils with curry, minestrone. And how about the old-fashioned peanut butter and jelly? And I know a lot of the schools that peanuts are out, and I actually don't recommend eating a lot of peanuts, the actual peanut. I would like to see more people eating the almond butters, the cashew, maybe some sliced banana or kiwis or strawberries, or even a nice organic jelly. How about falafel with pita or veggie spaghetti? Baked potato, sweet potato with vegetarian chili toppings, salad, a nice big salad with black beans or garbanzos and walnuts. Amazing. I mean, are you getting hungry?
Are you getting hungry?
I think you're hungry, and I think our producer over there, La Chante, is getting a little hungry. And then snacks, same thing with snacks. We have veggie and hummus dip, soy yogurt, or if you're not liking the soy, they do make other plant-based yogurts with fresh fruit, maybe some organic popcorn, dried fruits and nuts. There's a lot of things out there and a lot of websites that give a lot of tips.
One thing that's great right now, as we are in the middle of the summer, is that it's easy to be raw, more easy to eat raw, lots of raw foods, cherries and peaches and watermelons and cantaloupes and all of that stuff. Eating raw, I think, is really important, too.
Yes.
Live food
with all those active enzymes, and it also is good to alkalize the body. Obviously, the more processed that we go, the more acidic our bodies are going to be. So even if you're eating something organic that's cooked, you could see some a little bit of acidity. But we like to say that, if you want to eat, if you're looking, you're striving to eat 9 to 13 servings of fresh raw fruits and vegetables daily, please include those grapes and berries. They're excellent for heart health. They're excellent for reducing our risk of Alzheimer's, dementia, because it increases our circulation. And I always say that's above the belt and below the belt for those listeners who maybe might need some help with that.
Well, in the last couple of minutes that we have, I have two things that I wanted to get to very quickly. You mentioned a few minutes back about sources of calcium that weren't dairy, but we didn't name any particular foods. I'm thinking of broccoli, and I'm thinking of kale, and
you're
of that.
Right.
Am I right?
Okay. You are absolutely right. The plant bases for your the plant-based calcium, I think probably collard greens has a very high amount. And you always want to make sure when you're eating the plant, you're eating those plant sources, you're going to get not only the calcium, but you're going to get the magnesium. And remember, if you're looking at supplements out there, which I just actually heard this morning, a lot of our calcium supplementation, the pills, are pretty much worthless. So you need to start picking up your calcium and your magnesium and those marvelous things from the plants. This is what's better. It's more absorbable. So you can get those the calcium from bok choy, from kale, from cabbage, spinach, I think collard greens is probably one of the highest. So a lot of the plants. And then you can get it from fortified things like soy milk or rice milk or almond milk, things like that.
And finally, I know that you are a member of the First Lady's 2010-2011 flight team.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite an honor. I think there were only 50 women in Virginia that were chosen for this.
It's roughly, I think, that when we have our meetings and our luncheons, I think that's about the amount of number we see from all over the area, whether it's Northern Virginia, Tidewater.
Could you tell our listeners about that very quickly?
Yes. I was absolutely thrilled to be invited onto our First Lady's flight team. The flight team, that means First Lady's Initiative Team Effort. And she has four pillars, and it's health and nutrition, then military, and I, of course, love that. My son is serving our U.S. Navy. And then tourism in Virginia, and then women. So we are promoting those things all throughout the state of Virginia, and we recognize those organizations that promote that. So I'm pretty happy to be working with our First Lady on her flight team.
Well, congratulations on that honor as well.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for being here today. Tammy Hulsher, it's been wonderful to have the Queen of Health here with us. I want to remind everybody that if you'd like to find out more about Tammy's work or about some of the information that she's been giving us today about nutrition and back-to-school health veggie style, you can go to her website, thequeenofhealth.com. Also, she's going to be on CBS TV here in Richmond on August the 31st. If you're interested, you could check her out there on that as well. And if you get plugged into what she's doing, she has been giving lots of classes and stuff. I don't know how you'll be able to do that with all your nursing school, but I have a yeah that you're gonna make that happen. So thank you so much for being here, Tammy, and thank you for all your work.
Thank you, Rebecca, for having me. I really enjoyed it.
On behalf of LaShante Goffigan in the booth and all the other wonderful volunteers at WRIR who make Indie Media Live possible, we appreciate your listening today and hope you'll tune in again next week when my guest will be Dr. Will Tuttle, the author of The World Peace Diet, Eating for Spiritual Health and Social Harmony. Until then, be kind to yourselves, be kind to each other and to the animals and to the planet, but don't be silent, because silence is the voice of complicity. Peace out.